BSU men's hockey team will host the Ferris State Bulldogs this weekend. Their head coach, Bob Daniels, with us here on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Good to be on.
BSU played at Ferris December 4th and 5th. You guys then played the next weekend. We're off then until the Mariucci Classic, and we're off then last weekend. What in the heck is going on with all these off days? You all right with them?
You know, not too bad. Not bad at all. It just, you know, we seem to have found a way to be about 500 no matter whether we're taking breaks, no matter what the situation, you know, whether we're at home, away, Friday, Saturday, a tournament, neutral site, doesn't matter. We just seem to come out of everything about 500. I will say that I like the idea, like after this weekend, we have another off week. That'll be our last one of the year, but I don't mind in the second half, given the nature of our travel in conference, don't mind having a few off weeks in the second half of the year. In the first half, we played 20 straight games, we had 10 straight weekends, so, you know, all in all, it hasn't been a problem at all.
Well, speaking of coming back to 500, you have not won more than two in a row, and you have not lost more than two in a row. Is that frustrating to you and the players?
You know, not really. You know, you'd like to think you're better than that. You know, you never know, but I'd like to think we're more than just a 500 team, and it remains to be seen. We have never swept on a weekend. We've never been swept on a weekend. It just, it is what it is, but a lot of the games we're in, and I don't know how it stands nationally right now, but I do know at the midway point we had the most one-goal games in the nation, and it's the nature of where college hockey is right now. I don't think we're probably alone in this department, and certainly within the WCHA. It's a very, very tough hockey league right now, and there's not much that separates teams. If you get a hot goaltender, you might be able to go on a run. If you get maybe some poor goaltending, you might go the other way. But it's really, really close.
How much do your special teams need to improve the rest of the year, Coach?
Boy, I'd like to see our penalty kill do better. You know, traditionally we've been a better penalty kill team than what we've shown so far this year. We've seen glimmers. We've seen signs of improvement. Now we obviously know Bemidji State's got a tremendous power play. I believe they lead the league in conference power play. Might be second, first or second, and they're first or second in penalty kill as well. And they don't take many penalties. So you know, we understand that. You know, they're a very, very good specialty team, so we're going to have to be on top of that this weekend.
Your goalie, Darren Smith, was named the WCHA Rookie of the Week. How important is it in that position to get a guy going early?
No, it is, right now we're still like Charles Williams between Charles Williams and Darren Smith, those are our two goaltenders. I can't say that we split them. It seems like we'll ride the hot hand for two or three games, but they're in a real good competition for that starting spot. And you know, for us, we have enjoyed, you know, before we had CJ Mott for 3 years as our starting goaltender. Prior to that, we had Taylor Nelson, who was an All-American, and before that we had Pat Nagel, who was an All-American. So we've enjoyed for, you know, 8 to 10 years really good goaltending. We're getting solid goaltending right now, but we have hope that they can even be better than that, that they can go from being solid to, if you will, a name brand goaltender.
In this era, coaches, are hired to be fired nowadays. How have you managed to stay at Ferris for 24 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been fortunate the administrators early on didn't really know much about hockey, I think. I've enjoyed it, though. It's been a tremendous experience. Ferris is a great institution. There's an emphasis here on athletics. The administration pours in, you know, the resources for us to be successful. Our football team had a great year. Our basketball team's currently having a great year. Volleyball team, I mean, we've had a lot of success stories here. And it's an easy place to work, and it's a great environment.
As the years go on in the new WCHA, how much more comfortable are you with each of the teams?
That's a very good question, and much more so. I mean, we have a better feel now for our different opponents, Bemidji State included. We've got a feel for how they like to play. We've been in their arena, so it won't be foreign to us. And what I think is really going well is we're starting to see some rivalries now develop between teams that had moved over from the CCHA and the teams in the WCHA, and it didn't take long, and we're starting to see that, and I think that's good, and it's healthy, we're thrilled to be in this conference right now, and it's just getting better by the week as these rivalries continue to heat up, and all it takes is a few bad calls or a little bit of bad blood, and all of a sudden you've got a nice rivalry.
Coach, how much does the increased familiarity lead to how hard it is to score in this league?
Well, I think this is our conference right now is top loaded with good goaltending. It's almost like, and I know Coach Sartori likes to say it, about the price of poker. Well, right now you better have a good goaltender just to ante up and be competitive in this league. And I think that has more of an effect on the goaltending than familiarity. I just think it's like last weekend we played Alabama Huntsville. I think we had 49 shots on net on Friday night, and we were held to 3 goals, and we had to score in the last minute to tie that game. It's just the goaltending is that good. And, I think all the coaching's excellent. Obviously, Coach Sartori is terrific. Everybody's well-schooled defensively. You throw good goaltending in it, and offense is what kind of gets hindered in the process. But I don't think that's necessarily bad.
Well, Beaver Nation remembers a year ago Ferris State eliminating Bemidji State in their first ever WCHA home playoff series. Does last year's playoff win mean anything to you this weekend?
No, I really, that seems like light years ago. It really does. It seems like that was a long time ago. Certainly doesn't play into us at all. It's nice to go to a place where you've won before, but I see very little carryover effect from one year to the next. There's too much of a rollover in kids that you graduate and other guys in new roles, et cetera.
Well, you guys just played BSU in December. What concerns you this weekend about the Beavers?
Well, I can say the Fitzgeralds worry me. obviously, the one player, too, that seems to always have a good series against us is Brendan Harms. He seems to have played very well. Corey Ward as well seems to step up and always has a good series. I can say that, after playing them twice earlier this year and then in past years, that I wouldn't be surprised to see one goal overtime type games. It just it wouldn't surprise me at all. I think for us, the one thing we really want to talk about is we want to make sure that we have our specialty teams up to speed, because we do know Bemidji State's, they're scary in the power play and they have an excellent penalty kill.
Bob, thanks for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you here this weekend.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Bob Daniels, head coach of the Ferris State Bulldogs, here on the Paul Bunny Communications Hotline tonight.